Every 2 years, DMV sent Corey a notice to get a pollution check to make sure his Cadillac wasn't fouling the California sky. Corey thought that DMV was fighting a losing battle, considering that there were 30 million cars and 10 million cows in California, not to mention the air pollution drifting into California from across the Pacific. After driving on the 210 freeway for 20 minutes to warm the engine up, Corey drove to the test-only center on Colorado Boulevard. Sam, the owner, offered Corey a bottle of purified water. Sam pulled the car up to the test machine and stuck the machine's sensor up the car's tailpipe. "This isn't good," Corey thought. Sam showed Corey the printout. "Your vehicle is a gross polluter." "What does that mean?" Corey asked. It meant that Corey had to take his car to a mechanic to find out why the car was running so rich. It was using gasoline inefficiently. "Maybe that's why I'm getting only 8 miles per gallon," Corey thought. Sam said that once the problem was fixed, bring the car back for a second test, which would be free. Corey took his car to Mo, his regular mechanic. Mo said he couldn't help Corey, but his friend Ramsey specialized in emission problems. He gave Corey Ramsey's business card. "Tell him that I recommended you," Mo said. Ramsey said to bring the car by 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. First come, first served. Corey got there at 7:40 a.m. Monday. There were 3 cars already parked there. But Corey was relieved to discover that they were the mechanic's cars. He was the first customer. Ramsey introduced himself, saying, "Coffee will be ready in a few minutes. I'll show you the waiting room." He was a friendly, courteous man. Corey felt comfortable. Mo had sent him to a good place.